That's funny. So, what's on your mind other than that? What, how have you been? What's happening?
We have been, and I'll speak for me as a team. We were talking earlier about the focus kind of gets us centered on this in our monthly calls. It's amazing how quickly a month goes by.
Shocking.
I just can hardly, we can hardly, believe it, but we've done a lot of things since we last talked in the last month. Tim is not with us currently today. He's on a, I would say, a much needed shared 3-day vacation, the third day being today. So he's not with us today. But Andrea and Andy and I are, we're prepared to cover some things that we are, I guess, we think top of mind to us, really, Rob. But I just, again, from an overall view, we really have accomplished, and we keep making. I look back on it, like I look back on even this time last year, even before we got into this, we were nowhere close to as operationally efficient as we are now. I mean, it's just not even close. And you're a large part of that, and these meetings and sessions are a large part of that. But I also think we were forced to do things that we had been putting off, like website focus updates, center of influence, meetings, the video technology, all of that. So, that's my take. So, Andrea, and what do you think, maybe, is your response to that?
Oh, I agree. I think given a year ago, I mean, obviously the whole world's changed a lot, but we are definitely more focused and we're communicating better as a team and we're getting our processes down and we're kind of tweaking some of them to make them work. But I definitely agree. We did the right thing doing this. And it does, like Gary says, it does keep us focused to have those monthly meetings. Cause I do look out and I'm like, oh, we got Supernova next week. Okay. I kind of need to refocus and, what haven't I tightened up yet for that meeting? So.
That's great.
Yeah, I'd say I'd reiterate what Gary and Andrea are saying, and when I haven't really thought about it until now, but when I compare the meeting we're going to have right now to the meeting we had last month, I think we've made great strides already. And one of the things that Gary's helped me with is reminding me to, and you've helped me with, Rob, is reminding me to go back and listen to things over again or a recording, because usually you just, you move on and you move forward. So I listened to the recording of last month's call a couple times before our
Wow.
COI meeting. Gary did too, Tim did too, and Andrew probably did too. And I need to be better about doing that because it is really helpful, first of all, to listen to myself and listen to what I'm saying in my words, and go back and forth with Tim and Gary on what they gathered from the conversation. We'll get into that in a little bit. But from the onboarding experience to our experience with the COI call, which was kind of night and day from the previous month's COI call. And it's been helpful going through this process to, and listening again to these conversations, because they help kind of organize our thoughts. And it allowed me especially to write down quite a bit of notes so that as we got into the next COI call, I was using, not strong language, but power words. You didn't say power words, but power words or, and not saying as much. So just little things, that really helped me. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if I hadn't listened to this call from the month prior.
Great. You're hearing that, Andy Reese, right?
I wrote it down.
It's amazing, right? We haven't used that. We haven't really suggested people listen to these calls again as much as we, we used to type out the notes and send them to everybody, but when we stopped doing that, we never had anybody say, where are the notes? So obviously they weren't using them much. So, but being recorded on here is such a blessing if you want it. I mean, it's, I make the analogy to if you're taking golf lessons and you're trying to understand what it is the person is saying to you is one thing. Then watching it on video is shocking.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you,
is true. Like this case, we only get the audio.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, watch it on video. It would be amazing, right? To see what you're saying and what you're doing. And so do you want to try and go through the five-star model quick?
Well, I think we certainly can. I don't think we talked about this. I thought we might spend the – I don't think we want to cover investment, the director of investments, because Tim isn't here, and we have we have a good handle on that. Andy can cover planning. I'd like to spend the bulk of our time in the kind of the process part that we talked about, the onboarding. Andrea is prepared to at least try to outline what we're trying to do. I'm trying to have her identify gaps where she needs help and those sorts of things. And then I'd like, on my part, to spend on the marketing part, spend a little bit more time there. So spend most of our time on the brand and on the marketing would be how I would answer that.
Okay.
So.
Well, Andy, you want to spend a minute on planning?
Yeah, real quick. Not much has changed since the last time we spoke on the planning front. We're continuing to chip away on plans, but the onus is on me still, as it will continue to be, to get in front of especially Gary, but Gary, Tim, and myself to make sure that plans are being created and updated. And I've been thinking about why it's taking me a little bit longer. And I think that Gary's giving a lot of rope on making decisions and, you know, being a part of a team, having a voice on the team. And when you're new on the team and you're new to fairly new to a business, it's a little intimidating, but I have to be willing to be able to make mistakes because it's simply a lesson to be learned. And Gary's given a lot of rope on having autonomy within the current book. And then as you grow organically, and it can be a little intimidating because you want to be perfect, but that's not going to happen. So I'm figuring out a strategy for accomplishing the goals that I have, which are to refresh and update or create a plan for every client that we've got, and also to connect with next generation clients and having a strategy to do so. So I'm still working on that, but I'm starting to implement it. So that's where I'm at on the planning side.
Just a comment on the planning side. I had a client this morning, first client, 9 o'clock, you know, had lost an extraordinary number of clients to death and was really kind of shocked by it, but also was, because of Supernova, just so blessed that he had Supernova. I'd been working with him for 10 years. And he said, because of our process, we're such a big help to these clients during these transitions. And that got us talking about red letter days and knowing, you know, there are probably, I don't know, 7 to 10 red letter days that happen in our whole life. And are we really aware of how important they are to each client? And then what's our checklist for each one of those? Okay. So Andy, in your planning model, that's part of your job is to be aware, let the team know, and then go into a checklist of what are the things that we need to do. That's easy when they're red letter days, like graduation from high school, college, getting married, having a baby. Those are all wonderful checklists, right? That's four. What are the tough ones? The tough ones are the loss of a loved one, a divorce. Those are like, I have no idea. I'm emotionally a wreck. So you've got psychological issues to deal with there, and you being a calming effect and having a checklist for helping them through that process, and even having to the point of having guiding hands for them in terms of a psychologist or psychiatrist to help them, to refer them to guide them through this period, even if it's temporary, can be such a blessing and a help to them. So I think that those are the things that you guys want to have ready. You know, we call it our enthusiastically endorsed list. Checking your mother into a rehab facility when she's 80. I did that, okay? Having the ability to have the right facility and having, you know, the family come together to support her in that. And, you know, alcoholism is a big deal in our family. Never quits. and so she was a victim of it, and she was fine then. She lived till 94. And so it was a wonderful thing, but you know, had I not known where to go and who to call, and you know, that would have been hard. I mean, it was hard enough. Mm-hmm. So I think those are things that we don't talk about, but should be on our list. Okay. Such and such is getting married. What's our process? What do we do? It sounds very cold and calculating, but it isn't. It's just so you don't forget. We failed to send a personal note. We failed to send a gift. We failed to do this. You don't want to fail in those cases. And those are the things that make your clients from advocates to ambassadors. You know, they go from every once in a while sending you an introduction to sending you an introduction to whoever they meet. Okay. Cause they're so committed to you guys.
That's kind of next level preparedness that's kind of off the charts, both service and planning wise. It sounds really, I mean, Gary, what do you think about that?
I think that is what I'm hoping this relationship manager can do for us that I add to the team, because the problem that we have is incorporating and not missing those things along with the other parts of our business, because it's just really difficult. I mean, that's just, I mean, I am so, what I like this conversation so much, and I wasn't even thinking about the enthusiastically endorsed, you know, building out from that, these other people that aren't CPAs and attorneys, building that list, the servant leadership. I think all of it is outstanding, but I think Andy Gustafson, for us, we need to be, a lot of time role sort of stuff that someone should have as their focus. I don't think that's
huge project. Yeah. Cause it's so many pieces that would take somebody, I mean, to do it right, as Gary was saying, and not drop any balls. That's like hundreds of balls in the air at the same time, but they could do it. But that relationship manager position, I think Gary's mentioned that before, Rob and Andy, that's kind of the next, another step for the team to incorporate.
Yeah, I think so, but not so. I mean, you guys are financial, you know, as we evolve from financial advisors to, you know, life advisors, you know, life coaches, life advisors, we take on a different role. It just means you don't have time to do some of the other things that you are doing. You know, it less time to, you know, pick the right stock. Even though that may be fun, it's, you know, these things. And just what did we mention? 4 + 2. There's only really 6 things there that we've mentioned. We probably could come through with a few others that are red letter days, but those would be the 6 big events in people's lives that you could be there for. You're there for them anyway. The question is, are you thinking through it at the time? And do you do the things and execute, right? So let's just make sure we execute on those every time we send a personal note and every time we send a little, a book or a gift or something to help and ease their pain or help and congratulate them, right? So we need to come up with a list of the books that are the best books for those events and then remember to write a personal note. I don't think you need to hire a separate person. I think that's our job. But I think it means that you can't do some other things that maybe are hobbies or fun things that you do, as part of our job.
Okay. I respect that.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I'm putting together is a list of books, you know, for these events. And, you know, I've always sort of done that, but I've never written them all down. So I'm in the process of kind of writing them all down so I can give that to you and you can, you know, add your own favorite books to the list. But, you know, and wholesalers can help you with that. There's a lot of firms that, you know, that give you, that kind of do that sort of thing. Couple companies, that's sort of their niche, those red letter days. Not that I can pick one off out of the top of my head. I just remember one that like kind of focused on that. So that, you know, there's lots of people to ask questions about what are your favorite books for different red letter days. It's a good question to ask anybody and just sort of get a good conversation going.
Okay.
So see, there's always something to talk about in each one of these stars. All right. Implementation, we're going to skip. Brand management.
Yes. Andy? So Andy helped me, or actually Andy did. We've come up with three things. We have, and I emailed them to you. I'm not sure if you got them Sunday night. One is our service agreement that we can present to our clients that's been approved by compliance, outlining what they can expect from us in the next 90 days when they sign on with us. Another one is we did a welcome letter to our team in which we provide, you know, information to get online to see their accounts and that, the first week after their monthly statement, I'm calling and setting up phone appointments to go over their statement, make sure they're online, make sure they don't have any questions, that checks and debit cards have been, you know, arrived. We're not missing any paperwork, just kind of a follow up, that first month after they signed on with us. And then we created an internal 90-day checklist where I can mark things off and the FAs can mark things off in their sections as we do them to make sure we're not missing anything. And we'd file those in our e-files right now. Obviously, when we're in person, that would be something in our blue folder. Just to make sure that we've scheduled everything and we're not dropping big balls. And then I have a 3-page list I go through to make sure I've got all the back end stuff done. You know, the linking of the accounts correctly, making sure, you know, if a kid needs a log on because he's got a joint account with his parents that they've got that set up, those kinds of things.
Wow.
And then I went in and time blocked the first Wednesday of each month is when I'll make my calls to outgoing clients. I mean, this month we had two. Andy had already reached out to them, so I didn't have any, but we're hoping, you know, we'd have two or three a month that I would have to call to go over new setups.
That's great. And sometimes, you know, you can make one of their monthly calls an administrative call. I'm not at all opposed to that. I think that that's so you can, that way you'd be talking to every client during that month. I mean, that may be too much, but, you know, you may not want to have the time to do that. But theoretically, you could have a block of, you know, one call of the 1242s could be an administrative call. I think I kind of encourage that. I think it's a good idea, especially if things are kind of quiet in the market. When has that happened? never. I mean, we're kind of. I mean, I can't understand. Seriously, think about it now, going back, Gary. Can you imagine calling people just quarterly in the markets that we've had since just last year? It's insane.
Correct. It is insane. It's almost as if a month is too long.
I know. It's like, and people are like, oh, I call my clients twice a year. Oh, really? Right. What world are you living in? You know? the world goes up and down, it goes upside down every 4 or 5 days now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, moving on to, growth, our marketing.
Well, we have, and before I get leave that, did you and Andy Reese, did you guys receive the documents that was it forwarded to you at all? What she sent to you?
It could have gotten to into my email and I did not see it. You know, I've been
resend them.
Yeah, I've been birthday.
I got that either. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
and I'm asking just for our future calls, just have you guys see what you think.
No, and I think it's great. And I think it's a terrific best practice. And a tip of the hat, Andrea, I don't mean to jump ahead because I am very impressed. You've embraced this whole concept as well as anybody I've ever worked with. And so, again, a tip of the hat to you for not just going, okay, I'll do it and do it, but I own it and I'm putting things in there that Rob Knapp has never thought of. So way to go.
Kudos to Gary, because he's been keeping me on track too. When I send you guys emails, what's the best thing to put in the subject line so you know it's from us?
Urgent.
Should I put Gary's name?
Put urgent.
It would be good to put Gary's, just a reference.
Yeah, Gary Smith, urgent. Look at this.
Perfect.
Mr. Busy Boy, look at this. You're not too busy to look at our stuff. I did not see it, but it doesn't mean it could have, you know, I've got supernovaconsulting.com and I've got rdnap@gmail.com. They merge, but I don't go on the weekends, don't go on the computer. I'm doing it on my phone and for some reason I'm not getting everything I need to on my phone. So I'm going to go when I get a free minute and get a new phone and hopefully they can fix it so I get everything.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And thank you for the compliment for Andrea. I tell her I've seen Andrea, actually seen her like 30 minutes, I think, when we moved. Back in December, Andrea, in the last year. I mean, honestly, in person, 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever when we moved. And she is doing a terrific job and she doesn't complain about this, the separation. And so, you know, we're all trying. So thank you for acknowledging that for her.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
So for me, I think the best way for us to go at it is Andy Gustafson and Tim and I have been really working on center of influence. Like you know, that's our focus is business development. And so the conversation we had last month was about a Zoom call we had with center of influence, which we were trying to develop or are trying to develop. There are two CPAs, both of which we have an account with. They're small retirement accounts, we thought would be a good place to start. So we held a Zoom call that we set up, initiated, and we just really, just didn't feel right. I mean, I shouldn't say that. We weren't as happy with the way that it concluded. You might remember this from our conversation in January or in February. So then what we did, we kind of retooled a little bit. We did one thing significant, which I think helped, which is when I made this contact to this estate or these attorneys, estate planning, I asked them to set up the meeting and invite people. So as opposed to us pushing, you know, on, they did that. And then the second thing is I really focused here on, again, the individual that's there is a longtime client of mine who I've never, he's not a large, you know, whatever. I mean, he's grown with me and all of that, but he is a client that been a friend for a long time. I had him involved. And man, I'm telling you, it made all the difference. I mean, all the difference. It really did. So the way we're going at the center of influence, Rob, is we are, as opposed to me doing six and Gustafson doing six and Laughlin doing six, okay? It's been better to have, because I let stuff drop. So it takes me forever to get this stuff done, it seems like. So what we're doing is I'm identifying the opportunity, okay? I'm making the contact. Then Andy is following up, setting it up, you know, doing all that stuff. And then Andy and Tim and I are then together planning out how we want the call to go. So that's how we're doing it. And I think we're making big strides. This one went well. We have another one in, I think, May that they just wanted to meet in person. They said, can we at least grab a drink or this or that? And so we have it set for May. And I think we outside and all of that, we can do that. We have another, these are divorce attorneys. It's a group. Again, good friend of mine and client. He has been a referral source before. What happened is he has left that part of the practice, and he's now a, not arbitration. What do those guys do?
Mediator.
Mediator. Thank you. So he goes in. So now he's mediator. So he's really left the active part of that. And the other partners that are now there, I don't know nearly as well. I know them, but not that well. So Andy followed up with that, and I think it's next Monday, or I mean Wednesday is our call, right? Mm-hmm. Justin, yeah. So that will be, again, an introduction about how we can be a resource and get all of that stuff going. I think kind of picking them up and putting them down. So I feel really like we're really generating a lot of activity, and this stuff takes months, you know, to really pay off. But boy, I really think we have had a really good start, and I don't see the momentum stopping.
All right. So this was a breakthrough. Okay. This was what you should be doing, but not everybody does it, right? You're the one with the contacts. You're the one with the history. You're the one with the relationship. You're the one with the friends. They have the hands and feet and follow up. That's the way to do it. If they have friends, then great. But remember, this is friend making, right? It's the most important thing to understand is that people don't refer people to other people until they're friends. All right. So you've got all these people that are friends. They want to help you. They want to help the other person. They trust you and they're willing to refer to you. Andy can kill himself cold calling to come up with people to meet with. They'll meet, but until they're friends, they're not going to really refer. Maybe one in a while. But, right, Gary, you know this intuitively, see?
Well, I know it. And yes, I know it. And I like to hear there was a breakthrough because I needed to do the same thing with clients, and we're still working on that, where I take on this follow-up and this and that, and it takes me like 3 months to do something that should have taken a month, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly right. You stay the lead guy and give them the work and the follow-up and the rest of it. Look, the leveraging the brain and the guy that's going out there and creating the business, leveraging that is the key. You know, one brain, 12 hands. It's so much smarter. Then they get confident. Then they get knowledgeable. Then they make friends with another person in the law firm. Now they're one of the go-to guys. Now they're doing it. But you got to leverage all these years you've put into building these relationships, and not be bogged down by all the garbage that you have to do. Get them to do it while you go out and make another call. The key is for you, here's the way to think about it. You're wasting your time if you're not on the phone with a client or you're on the phone with a prospect. Everything else should go to somebody else. I know that's hard, but that's called efficiency and productivity. Your productivity is directly proportional to the time you spend with clients and prospects. That's all. So the more time you have to do that, the bigger your producer you'll be. That's the game.
And I'm really, you know, it's taking, you know, here a number of months to finally, or longer, but to finally understand how I can make those things happen. But honestly, until I had Andrea performing at this kind of level and Andy performing at this kind of level and Tim and, you know, and so, you know, it's just, they're just now, I mean, they are flourishing, and I think their flourishing is giving me, like, I have no problem. Even I've told Andy this, he still doesn't, you know, he talks about the long leash. If they want to call and talk to a client, I have zero problem. I completely know he can handle himself. I mean, we've known each other. I've seen him in meetings. He can handle it. Clients appreciate it, but you know, and we haven't, we're kind of now getting there, I guess is what I'm saying. And so the other thing I didn't talk about, and I need to watch I have to leave in 3 minutes. And I'm the one that's talking, I know. I just wanted to share this with you, though. We developed our pitch book, and we made a presentation to that $10 million opportunity that we haven't yet closed. It's still, I won't kind of get into, there's been some negotiation, you know, stuff back and forth. We made a presentation to somebody who after 35 years in the business, I was awed at how well we did this. I really was. So what we did, I just want to tell you about this. If you know, talk with others about it. What I did, I met with the client in person. So we met at my country club. I sat on one side of the table. She was on the other. I had a huge screen that was a Zoom call. And on that call, I had Andy and Tim. They were in the meeting, right? And then I had these guests from in the firm pop in, give their spiel, and pop out.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it was outstanding.
Nice job.
It really was. I thought it was amazing. We had
so people. You were in person and these guys weren't.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
It really was it was a 90-minute presentation. Then we went to lunch. So we got all of that done and the pitch book and everything, and Andy coordinated all that. So I had the ideas. We modified them, whatever. He coordinated and quarterbacked all that. And I told him, we can go to anybody. I don't care who it is. We get an opportunity like that. This right here, we will not be out. Someone will not see a better presentation the way we did it. Even when we get out of COVID, I love this idea.
Right. See, this is the key. This is the key to raising productivity is to say, no, we're not going back to the taking 2 months to get all this done, right? Taking them to New York and spending 3 days to take them to New York and then we'd know further along. They love it. You love it. And think about the intimate relationship you have with that client being in that space with them. You can hand them the folder. You can show them how you're going to work. They know it's just working with you, but all of a sudden you bring alive all of these other people that are going to be supporting her, but she doesn't need to even know about them. Right. So she loves that, right? I bet she was so impressed.
She was. We've yet to have the go ahead on the account, but everybody, you know, every situation has its own factors. And so I'm kind of working with her. And I still have a call into her now, so dialogue is open. But I just thought we wouldn't go to this length for everybody. Andy and I had a call Saturday morning with somebody on a Skype call. Same thing. this person was in Minnesota, which we might have done anyway. We didn't go to that, this link that I've talked about, but it was the same basic framework. So I feel like we were there on kind of taking on the road. So I just wanted to share that with you because
it's forcing us. I don't care how, I mean, I want you to get the account, but I'm most impressed with the quality of the presentation that you made and how confident you are that you can now go out and do this with anybody in any situation.
Yeah, I
know. So, way to go. I think that's a big leap.
I know Gary's got to jump. I had a couple more questions, but Gary.
Well, how about that? Why don't I drop off? I have a noon meeting.
Yeah.
So why don't I drop off? And I don't want to cut, you know, the question short. So I will just say, you know, thank you, you know, Andy and Rob for being, you know, here and with for the ideas and keeping us on track. And I look forward to next month.
So, thank you.
All right. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, essentially.
Sorry, Andrea, can you call Larry Lawson? Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I just remembered. I remember that. Call him for me and tell him that I've had something come up and this and that, but he's at 12 noon.
Call from Lemon Bay.
Thank you.
So basically what we put together was, in essence, a private briefing. Everybody around the country is working from their home. So we pulled together an estate attorney out of New Orleans, a portfolio advisory individual out of Chicago, and then a family office solutions person out of and philanthropy out of Chicago as well. So we basically set up a repeatable process. So as deals come in, I can reach out to these people and they can basically zoom in for their allotted time. And I had we've got kind of a product internal with UBS where you can instant message people. So I had that pulled up with each presenter and we had to move people around. So the prospect came in a little late and cut into some time for another person. Everybody's got their own schedules. So I was IMing behind the scenes. They don't know I'm doing that. I'm IMing and say, hey, can you actually move from 11:15 to noon? Can you move from here to here to here? And she didn't see any of that because she's with Gary. Gary didn't see any of that. And so it was just boom, 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 boom. And the thing that I liked most about it is because it's a repeatable process and we can tweak the pitch book quickly. We could have one of these, we could have two or three meetings like that a week and it wouldn't be burdensome.
Wow.
So that was what was valuable there. And then she had a physical booklet with her. And then contrast that to our meeting last week with this individual out of Minnesota. And he had an electronic copy of a pitch book. So what I did was I embedded links, hyperlinks to in the appendix to UBS sites that he could visit. So the meeting goes faster because you say, here's a pitch book and some of the things we want to cover. And I know there's some things you want to cover at your leisure. Here's some links that go over UBS technology, things that you're interested in. We embed it into the pitch book so that he can click and click and click. And on his own time, you don't have to take up time doing it yourself. On his own time, he goes to those sites and checks it out himself. So that's something that we could do daily because it was so fast. So there's some efficiencies we're realizing in our prospecting process.
It's great though. You're getting in front of people. That's the key. And then getting your process down so that you can just crank it out. You can do, you know, you do like one a day, two a day and boom, the volume, you know, is just, that's the key. You know, people always say, well, if I could just get in front of these people, I can close them. Well, key is to get in front of them, right?
Yeah, then get in front of them. Yeah. And then Andrea, did you have any questions? I know they haven't looked at the onboarding stuff yet, but did you have any kind of questions on your side as far as the onboarding material?
I think I'm going to send it to you guys and have you look at it, and then it would be easier to talk about. Other than cloning myself, no, I think we're good. So, I mean, I think it's still a work in process. I think that we have an outline and a we're past a rough draft. But you know, everything, it'll change with time.
How are you doing on segmentation? I mean, do you feel like you've got the right number of clients?
Yes. We still have a handful that we have picked out that we need to put on Supernova. And they're Gary's people. And so, you know, I keep working with Gary on, we need to, you know, what are we doing here? We need this call on the calendar. But yes, I think we're good. And we've handed some, didn't we hand two off to you, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. So we're handing some, or not passing them down, I guess, so that Andy and Tim have a few more.
I mean, Andrea's in an interesting position because she's kind of having to juggle multiple advisors at different stages of their career and their life, and at very different stages. You know, Janet Groves has a unique situation because she's kind of sunsetting out, and there's my opinion as I'm getting into the business is understanding how I would feel if I was sunsetting out of a business that I was in for 30 years, there'd be some identity crisis, you know, your professional mortality as you know it, you know, and how is she working within the team structure? You know, Gary's having to deal with that. Andrea's having to deal with that. And Janet's having to kind of deal with that. I'm a little separated from that, which I'm glad to be separated from it, but helping Janet work within the team structure. Obviously Gary's really bullish on it as Tim, Andrea and I are, but we're trying to navigate that piece. I'm trying to learn the business. You know, Andrea's trying to support four advisors. I mean, everybody's got a lot going on and everybody's doing it kind of from home.
Yeah.
So
good job. Good job. Andy Reese, any comments?
No, it's great. So I was looking at the business plan the other day. You guys refer back to it. I know you did it not that long ago. And I bring it up because I can tell you through my career how many times I've had people do business plans and they seem to only take it out when they know they have another meeting coming up with their boss and they're going over it. So it's your roadmap and it's just good to refer back to it from time to time. I'm just curious.
I haven't, but I need to do that. I need to take a look, and I'm more thinking about it numerically, but yeah, there's a few things that I want to continue to keep in front of myself, probably on a weekly or a monthly basis.
I think, yeah, so we have, so Gary set up for us like on Monday the 29th. We have our 2021 quarterly business plan progress discussion where each quarter we have a meeting set to go in and pull the business plan, review it as a group. Are we on track? Are we not on track?
Great. Really important. Your performance will improve just by doing that, just by looking at the document. I know that sounds crazy. It's not. It's true. Building it moves you forward. Holding yourselves accountable to it moves you forward.
Yeah.
The record right here.
Yeah. There's no losing. It's only winning. All right.
I appreciate the time, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Yes. I will send you guys the email that I sent Sunday with all of our attachments.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
thanks, guys.
It. Congratulations. Great job.
Yeah, really doing great. Thank you.
Great model team.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.